We continue our learning. Le'ilui Nishmas David ben Menachem. We're saying Chaim Yaakov Filchas Aleihu when Erevin Perek Dalid Mishnah Dalid. We've mentioned before that if a person wants to set up an Erev Truman, he can do it one of two ways. Either he can walk to the area, to the edge of the city, the edge of the 2,000 Amos on Friday, and remain there through the Ben Hashmashos. And that's where he's Kona Shvisa, and then he acquires a resting place, and then he can return home so that on Shabbos day he can walk an extra 2,000 amos. Or, as we said, he can leave food there, mazon shtei sudos, a food, doesn't have to be bread, and leaves it in that area, and it, as long as that food was there throughout the Ben Hashmashos period, he can walk the extra 2,000 amos in that particular direction, as we said, and he loses his 2,000 amos in the opposite direction. Here you have a person who's traveling, so the Chachamim gave a special dispensation to the traveler that even if you're not within the 2,000 amos, when Shabbos begins, if you see it, if you know where you are, you're in close proximity to a city within the 2,000 amos of the outskirts of that city. So a person there is also able to declare that I would like this city to be my makom shvisa. Case of the Mishnah here is where the person didn't know where he was. Misha yashav baderech, he's sitting he sat down, he's resting, doesn't realize how close he is, that he's actually within the tchum of a nearby city. V'amad v'ra, v'harehu samach lir, he gets up. And then he realizes, and it's Shabbos already, he says, oh my gosh, I'm close to the city. Since that was not his intention, he wasn't thinking, he wasn't aware. Lo yikarne, Stiv Rabbi Meir says, since he didn't consciously intend to designate the city as his makom shvisa, makes no difference that had he realized that he was close, he would have designated it. He's not able to enter that city. His 2,000 amos is measured from where he is. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ikanes, Rabbi Yehuda says he is able to enter the city. Now, according to Rabbi Meir, even if his 2,000 amos towards the city would get him to the city, does not allow him to traverse the entire city. His 2,000 amos ends wherever that is, even if it's within the city, that's as far as able to go. Rabbi Yehuda says, no Ikanes, why? He can go, he's like one of the citizens of the city. Because we were able to make this chazaka, we have this presumption that this is what the person had in mind, would have had in mind had he realized where he was. And therefore that is automatic kavana that we're able to build in. And therefore he's able to enter the city even though he was not aware that he was in such proximity when Shabbos began. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, to support his position, Maisa Haya V'Nichnas Rabbi Tarfon, Belo Miskavin. There was a case where Rabbi Tarfon was not aware that he was so close to the neighboring town, so close to the town. He was traveling. And nonetheless, when he realized on Shabbos itself how close he had been, and he thought, oh, well, had I known that, I certainly would not want to be Kona Shvisa here, where I am, 2,000 amos in each direction. Of course, I would want to be part of the city, which is something that we allow a traveler to have in mind if he's within the 2,000 amos. So therefore, Rabbi Tarfon, even though he didn't have the Kavana on Shabbos itself, he was able to follow the people of the city. Perek Dalet, Mishnah, hey. Misha Yashain Baderech Velo Yada Shechashecha. So we have a person who is apparently spending the Shabbos, traveling, spending the Shabbos in the desert somewhere, but he didn't. But the problem was that he fell asleep. So it's not like he was thinking, oh, well, you know what, I decided, Erev Shabbos, Ben Hashmashos, this is where I'm staying. I guess I have 2,000 amos in each direction. So here, the person had nothing in mind at all. He woke up and he realized it's already dark. And he can't designate any particular makom shvisa. Should we assume, well, this is where he is? He fell asleep right over here. We should assume this is where he wanted to be Kona Shvisa, and he should have 2,000 amos from each direction from where he's sitting right now. Or do we say he didn't have anything in mind? Maybe he should only have dalet amos. So that's a machlokas of Tanoim. Says the Mishnah, Misha Yashain Baderech, he's sleeping, Velo Yada Shechashecha, and he only wakes up and it's after Shabbos has already begun. He had nothing in mind, didn't designate any area as a Makom Shvisa. Yeshlo Alpayamama Lechol Ruach, Divir Rabbi Yochanan Menu. Rabbi Yochanan Menu says he has 2,000 amos in each direction. And the reason for that is Bar Tanur explains from the Gemara, based on a concept known as Heftse Hefker Konin Shvisa Bimkoman. What this means is, Hefker means, let's say you have items that are Hefker that are ownerless. So how do you know how far you can take that item? That item also can only be taken within the Tum. You have a jacket, so a jacket ought to wear. For let's leave aside. Let's assume it's Shabbos, not Yontif. Yontif I certainly can carry, but let's say Shabbos. But it's a jacket I'm allowed to wear. The only thing is, it's not my jacket. It's a Hefker jacket. So it's been sitting there now. Now, how far can you take the jacket on Shabbos? Well, if it doesn't belong to anybody, should we say that jacket should be able to go as far as the person who now acquires the jacket, who picks it up, and that person can wear it as far as he can go, as far as his particular tchum? So the so Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says that cheftzeik hefker she'ein lahem das bailim, where there's no particular mindset of the owner, konin shvisa bimkoma. They acquire a resting place in their place. When Shabbos began, no one had in mind how far this item is going to be taken. It's Hefker. And you have 2,000 amos in each direction. And therefore, says the Bar Tanura, the Hayashin She'ein Lo Das B'Shah She'Konesh Shvisa Dino Kecheftze Hefker. And the person who falls asleep at the time where he's supposed to acquire a resting place, i.e. Ben Ashmashos, on a Friday, so he has the status of Cheftze Hefker as well, and he has 2,000 amos in each direction. Mishnah, he then says, though, V'chachamim omim, Eilo Ela Arba Amos. No, he only has 4 amos in each direction from where he is right now. That's it. Because when can we say you're Konesh Shvisa? When you're conscious. Even though you don't stay, you don't express it. There are certain assumptions we made in the previous Mishnah. But if you didn't have anything in mind, you were asleep during the time of being Konesh Shvisa. So then you only have 4 amos. And that's it. And you're considered like a person who left his tchum. And therefore, the Bar Tanura explains, and I read, V'rabbanan savri, they hold, cheftze hefker ein konin shvisu bimkoma. No, when you have cheftze hefker, they don't acquire a resting place in that particular area. Ela hazoche bohen, only the items themselves, no, they have to stay there. They have dalet amos. The person who acquires them, molichan lamakom shu yachol eilech, he can go to the place, he can take and wear that jacket, where he's able to go. Hachinami, so we say the same thing is in this case. Hayashin eino konesh visa, ve'eno ela arba armos bilvad. So he's like a cheftze hefker, this person who fell asleep. He's like an item, an object that's ownerless, meaning that's not conscious at all. So all you have is dalet amos in each direction. And then we have 2 other opinions which are similar to the chacham, but not exactly. Rabbi Eliezer Omer v'hu be'emtson. Rabbi Eliezer agrees with the chachamim that this person only has dalet amos, but what's the extent of the dalet amos? The chachamim say that the person has dalet amos in each direction, a square which measures 8 by 8 amos. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, the entire area should not be more than 4 amos. He's even more machmir. This person who fell asleep, we assume whatever spot is, he has 2 amos, he's in the center. He has 2 amos in either direction, and that's it. That's what it means, Rabbi Eliezer. Remember, v'hu bem tzon. He's in the middle of those dalet amos, so he has 2 amos in each direction. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, le'eze ruach sheyirtze yelech. He can go in any direction that he wants. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda basically agrees with Rabbi Eliezer that the whole allotted area is 4 by 4 amos. The difference is, it doesn't mean that he has to be at the center. He can choose. Le'eze ruach sheyirtze yelech. He can say, well, you know what? I'd rather walk my 4 amos towards the east. It's not a lot of amos at all, but I'd rather walk, I want to consider myself at the edge of the 4 amos, and I'm going to walk 4 amos towards the east, and that's as far as I'm going to go. We don't assume he's, wherever he is right now, that he's in the center. Umode Rabbi Yehuda, though, Rabbi Yehuda admits, shen beirar lo, shen yechol achzor bo. I mean, once he chooses, either he chose verbally or by action, by walking in a specific direction. Once he does that, those are the 4 amos that he has, and that's it.